Talk Football. The post-game interview.
Ron, really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. Obviously, not the way that you wanted to, you know, break that winning streak that you had, but these are conditions that we haven't had for a very long time. How much of your game plan sort of just goes out the window when you're presented with something like this? It's really hard to sort of coach on a day like today.
Well, farmers are happy, so that's a good thing. So I'll take a bit of refuge in the fact that we're going to have food to eat in the spring. So as far as the game plan goes, yes, it goes out the window, but it just reverts to basic wet weather football. And you know, everyone's done that ever since our kids. You know, how do you play? Get your body behind the ball. Make sure you get your head over it. And, you know, don't try and finesse with it and all the rest of it. But we didn't do very well, did we? Yeah, Newtown were just far superior in these wet conditions, and they thoroughly deserved the win that they got.
So in light of that, how much will you go back and review this, or do you just sort of say that's one out of the box and we're not going to, you know, break it down too much in terms of what we did in certain moments of the game, or will you actually go back and, you know, have a look? Because potentially, you know, winter has hit, that we will get some wet weather footy, not like today, but, you know, still those one percenters and getting the ball forward territory, that sort of thing will come into play potentially in the next few weeks.
And a fool would discard it, and I'm not a fool, so I'll have a look at it. And there's some things that we've already established that we need to learn, and you know, we've been talking for a month about a few things that occurred today in our general game style and some general attitudes to parts of our game that we need to get better at. So that, it just reinforces the fact that it doesn't matter if it's a wet day, dry day, whatever. There's components of your game that you want attended to, and we'll have a look at that.
Killer, thanks for joining us. It's a quick turnaround into South Barwon on Saturday. You've got a ground that is extremely chopped up. There's more rain coming. I suspect you're not going to spend a lot of time on this deck between now and taking on South next Saturday afternoon.
I'd say not. No. Yeah, because I'd say our ground's just about done for the year now. If we keep getting a little bit of rain over the next few weeks, we'll struggle to play too much good football on here. And you know, don't forget, there's about 700 players use this facility every week, so it gets a lot of work. And not only does our club use it, there's different schools and councils rent it out to other different sources. So it gets a lot of work, and luckily we've got great lights here that you know, we could turn on. And
are they on yet?
I think they are.
That was a street light, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
If there's a positive to come out of the day, it didn't happen at 2 o'clock. It happened at midday. Jack Buckley, we actually ran around. Have you been able to get a report on how he got through?
I would have heard if he was no good, so I'm assuming he got through fine. He looked to be fine towards the end of the game, so... main thing was he got through, got some football under his belt, and that's what we're after. But yeah, it wasn't a great day for the club, ones or twos, so we got a bit of a footy lesson today.
Ron, I was just going to ask you about one player that I was interested to see that didn't make the 2 o'clock team today, was Josh Nadis. He played last week against St Mary's and played in the 12 o'clock team today. Was there an injury concern there, or just matchups? What was the deal?
No. We had a couple other players that we wanted to bring into the team, so we wanted Caleb Foster and Gus Humphreys to get a run. You know, we had to make room somewhere, and Josh was probably unlucky to lose his spot. But there's also a couple of things that we gave him pretty good direction on that we wanted him to work on in the 12 o'clock team. He's part of our longer term plans, and we're trying to educate him and bring him along at an increased rate, because we understand how good he is.
Ron, with the conditions today and obviously the six-day break, as Kingy mentioned, do you go a lighter week? Do you change anything during the week for your playing group, or is it just sort of status quo as per normal and, you know, treat the ones that are sore accordingly?
Yeah, it will be a lighter week, Kirsch. Usually we train on a Monday, but public holiday, we're having that off, so we'll train Tuesday. It'll be very, very light. It'll be more a game review and just a little bit of mobilisation and... connection, really. And then we'll have a normal Monday night type run on Thursday, and then into the South Barwon game. So we will change it a bit. And there was even talk that maybe we should train tomorrow, soon we had a loss, but no, I don't think I'll be here tomorrow. I'm going to have a break myself. So.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
yeah.
James Gow back for South Barwon.
If he's lucky. Yeah.
Handy today.
Just in your longer term, as I know we spoke last week before the St Mary's game, can you just update for those who might have caught up the likes of Mullen, O'Dwyer, McLaughlin, Chaplin?
All right, so anyone's name who begins with a J?
Other than Jax McLaughlin?
Yes, yes. All right. So Jack Mullen, he hurt his hamstring again on Tuesday night. Unfortunately, he would have been right for this week and just gave it a little bit of a nick, so he'll be another couple of weeks, I think.
Okay.
Unfortunately, because we're missing him. Joel O'Dwyer is about another 7 weeks away. He had a scaphoid operation. It's recovering well, but it just takes time to repair. McLaughlin's got a syndesmosis, so he could be, God, who knows, 6, 8, 10 weeks, I don't know. Joey Chaplin, he'll probably be about 4 weeks. He's got a quad. And who else?
That's all of them.
You've covered. Gail done a bintang.
Gail did a bintang.
Yeah, it's a nasty injury, that one.
I wonder if he'll come back with the singlet. Bring one back from Bali. Killer, appreciate your time. Thank you for being patient with us and taking our questions this evening. Commiserations, but 7-1 is still a very good position to be as we approach the halfway mark of the season and a clash with South Barwon back here on Saturday afternoon. Good luck with that one and appreciate your time as always on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, I actually didn't know we had to come on air if we lost. I mean, I thought that you only had to come on if you win.
Well, you just found out that you come on after a loss as well. So well played by that.
Because I remember at the end of last year in the finals, I was a bit disappointed. I just sort of left straight after the game.
We went
over to the sale yards. And then
I
was sitting there going, oh, actually, I forgot about the radio.
Yeah, we know.
Ronnie. We call that now you've done a Mark Neild.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I can't wait to see him.
Good.
All right.
Good to talk, Keller.
Right. Yeah.
The next best thing to being at home, that's Homestyle Aged Care in his fifth quarter. K-Rock Football. The post-game interview.